This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Next.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Last week, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson said he needs to unlock the second half of the $700 billion bailout. So, who's next in line? It looks like commercial real estate developers. They're asking for help because they have mountains of debt coming due. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports.
Loans for hotels, office buildings, and shopping centers aren't like your average home mortgage. Commercial loans require big balloon payments and refinancing in 5 to 10 years. Foresight Analytics estimates that $530 billion worth of commercial loans will need to be refinanced from now to 2011. Many of those loans are for mall developers. Lewis Foreman works closely with retailers as CEO of Inventus. He says developers overbuilt and should pay the price.
The individuals who managed their business properly are the ones that ultimately should be successful, and not the ones who just overextended themselves and then the government stepped in and said, hey, we'll lend you a helping hand.
But developers say if they default on their loans, it'll be another blow to the financial system the government can't afford. The Wall Street Journal reports commercial property owners want in on a $200 billion program designed to backstop consumer loans. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
One thing to keep in mind about the bailout money, there is just no accountability for how it's being spent. The Associated Press asked 21 banks how they're spending their share, and not one of them gave specifics. They gave PR statements. We're strengthening our balance sheet. We're making loans. A spokesman for J.P. Morgan Chase said, we've lent some of it. We've not lent some of it. We're not giving any accounting of it to the public. And they don't have to because Congress didn't require that. Since it's Christmas week, we'll be a little light on the economic news. And that's just fine with me because it's been mostly bad anyway. This morning, Walgreens said its profits fell 10% short of expectations. And Toyota said it might have an operating loss for the first time ever. So far, the Dow is up about 6 points, just a fraction, to 85.85. The NASDAQ is down 14, and the S&P 500 is off 4. The Nikkei did have gains today, but stocks were lower in Asia elsewhere. European shares are down about 1% so far. I don't eat normal breakfast foods much because I work such strange hours. But sometimes I get a hankering for oatmeal. And I just learned that Jamba Juice will start selling oatmeal in January. And our reporter Mitchell Hartman is all over this story. He's at our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Starbucks introduced instant oatmeal at its stores this fall, and it's been a huge seller. Jamba's oatmeal, by contrast, is slow-cooked and organic and costs $2.95. Nancy Jansen owns Zell's Cafe, a neighborhood breakfast joint in Portland. She's not surprised by this latest menu brainstorm by the fast food chains.
People have always eaten oatmeal, and the chains are finally just catching on that it's a staple. It's a comfort food.
Comfortable on your wallet, Zell's serves a wicked oatmeal with raisins, walnuts, and brown sugar for just $4.50, and oatmeal's a lot cheaper for Zell's to make than the fancy omelets on the menu at double the price. Jansen's partner, Michael Gaines, says there's another reason people eat oatmeal.
Traditionally, Monday, we do a lot more oatmeal. I don't know if that's because people have been decadent over the weekend.
We're not sure about any post-indulgence health claims, but they do say it's good for your heart. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett directed by David Fincher, in theaters Christmas Day. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org.
I'm sure the Federal Reserve has more tricks up its sleeve, but it seems to be about out of moves. Last week's interest rate cut to near zero leaves little room for much else.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan, we've been talking about the Fed all year. What else can they possibly do?
Well, years ago, in a speech that got Bernanke the unwelcome nickname of Helicopter Ben, he talked about combating deflation by throwing money out of helicopters. And I don't think we've chartered the helicopters, but they're throwing money now at everything. I wish they would throw some to me, you know, get a helicopter and have several big bricks of currency land in my backyard, because that might make me whole for the year, considering how much money I've lost in the stock market.
Right. Well, we did see that the interest rate cut seemed to spill over in the housing market, the lowest mortgage rates on 30-year fixed since the 60s. So maybe we're starting to see the ice break a little bit?
That would be nice. But you and I have been having this conversation now for 15, 16, 17 months. I really want this to work, because we need to stabilize the system and get these genius banks who lost hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars doing things they didn't understand to get them lending again. But we've done so many things. Sooner or later, something will work. I just hope it's sooner.
But we've heard numbers from the Fed itself that bank lending is actually at a record high. And based on some of the emails I've gotten from bankers, they're saying, we want to lend, but there just aren't enough people who are credit worthy, because we don't want to slide back into that situation we had before.
Well, that may well be, but you wonder how they're defining credit worthy, because right now, based on what I hear, it's becoming very, very difficult to finance a car. And that's the whole lifeblood of the car business. There are endless anecdotes of borrowers who are very sound saying, the bank is telling me I have to repay and they won't roll over my credit because I'm sound and they can get me to pay, but they can't get other people who aren't sound to pay. So the banks claim that they're doing this and claim that they're doing that. I don't know. Sooner or later, it'll work out, because it always does. It's just that it's taken a long time and there's been a lot of pain.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thanks.
My pleasure, Scott.
I'm Scott Jagow in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.